Do you suffer from tension headaches and eye strain? Do binoculars leave you feeling disoriented? Are you tipping over way more than an adult should? Sure, it could be a classic case of old eye, but it could also be binocular vision dysfunction, an eye condition that affects up to 50% of ADHDers. This episode, Grace is diving into the symptoms and causes of this pesky eye misalignment, outlining all the ways it can affect your quality of life, and taking a look at some possible solutions. Plus, we're ruining your childhood nostalgia with some hard truths about Jumanji and Waterworld, venturing outside our enclosures for some real-world enrichment, and discovering that we are, indeed, two very special girls.
They said that we'd grow out of it. Well, the joke's on them, that's just our brains. We're eccentric, loud, and stubborn. And most of our clothing is covered in stains. It's not a deficit of attention. There's just too much to think about. So if executive dysfunction becomes a little too much, if you forgot why you came in this room, or you're hypersensitive to touch, then put on your seamless socks and come join our little flock. Bitches stimming together, we're weirds of a feather. Weirds of a feather.
Ah!
Caca!
Okay. Ugh. Feeling sleepy. Time to wake up.
Yeah, we gotta wake up. We're ready. We're getting awake.
If only we hadn't just watched all of Waterworld.
Waterworld, man. What a journey.
I think we'll have to do a whole episode.
I think
on
we have
that,
to do a whole episode.
Because we'll get carried away. What a crazy movie.
What a movie. I almost want to watch it again and take notes.
Yeah.
That's what I need to do next time.
I was just reading on Reddit that apparently, like, the producers kept wanting to shorten it and shorten it.
They should have.
But they didn't want to cut all the action scenes because they spent so much money on it. So they just ended up cutting out a lot of, like, plot and explanations of, like,
shows.
What's happening.
It shows. Yeah. So you're saying this could have been longer?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
3 hours originally. Lots of fight scenes. Not much explanation about what's going on, how things work. And speaking of this movie rant, welcome to Weirds of a Feather, by the way, an ADHD adjacent podcast. I'm your host, Grace Bure.
I'm your host, Kristen Stanhope.
And we're not here to talk about Waterworld right now, but I do want to talk about Jumanji.
Okay, a different movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Different movie.
This is your warm-up question.
I have a bone to pick with. This is my warm-up.
Yeah.
Because I've been watching some old movies recently.
Yeah, I know. We just watched Waterworld's from 1991.
1995. Yes.
Okay.
Jumanji is probably around the same time.
Yeah.
I was never a Jumanji kid. I'm talking the original Jumanji with Robin Williams. Yes.
That movie scared the living shit out of me.
I was never a Jumanji kid.
The freaking monkeys, the lion, the vines.
When was the last time you watched it?
Probably in 1995.
The CGI is wild.
Is it really?
It's so absurd. Laughably bad.
Well, that was when CGI was new.
Yes. I could see how it would be scary at the time. But watching it now, it's like, oh my God.
This is someone who's scared of James and the Giant Peach.
That's true.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
But I would watch it again.
So I thought it would be like a fun, I don't have the nostalgia for it because I never watched it as a kid. So
I
thought
it'd
be like,
watched it as a kid.
I know, it was just one of those movies.
Too much Wishbone, not enough Jumanji.
Exactly. Exactly. My mom, it was probably like rated PG, and so we couldn't watch it. But Ian always watched it. And so I was like, all right, I'd check it out. That would be a fun, throwback.
Yeah.
It was so triggering to me. Like, the logical fallacies, it doesn't make any sense.
When movies don't make sense.
Yes. And it's like, okay, if there's like Waterworld, for example, lots of absurd plot holes, but it's like, all right, it's sci-fi, suspend your belief, whatever.
Yeah.
Jumanji, it's like the people's actions don't make any sense. Mm. And that's what triggers me. It's one thing if there's like, Waterworld, there's no explanation of how they have cigarettes, even though they've been living on the water.
No one knows. I'm
going to
say
hundreds
like
of years.
90% of the people listening to this podcast don't know what Waterworld is.
Guys, come on. The 1995 Kevin Costner classic, Waterworld.
Nominated for an Oscar.
Yes.
Which is wild.
One of the largest budgets out there. Huge flop.
We're going to have to do a whole.
Yes.
We'll do. Yeah.
Yeah.
A different episode.
We could talk about that forever.
Yeah. I'm going to have to rewatch it with notes.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's on Amazon Prime for free. Don't spend money on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll warn you before the episode comes out so you can watch it so then you can follow along.
Yes. You're going to want to watch it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's wild.
Yeah. But, okay.
Okay.
So
Jumanji,
like,
most people have seen.
Yes. Plot holes in that kind of stuff, it's like whatever, it's sci-fi. When it's like people's actions. Okay. Jumanji, they're playing this game. They pretty quickly learn that animals will be coming out of the board game and attacking them.
Yeah.
Stampeding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Bugs, vines, a man with a gun.
That's right.
Ends up being his own father, whatever. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Oh, that's weird. I don't remember that.
So they know that this is happening. They know that the only way to finish this game is to go through it, to play it. They've faced a few different animals at this point. They're going to have to keep rolling.
Yeah.
They do literally nothing to prepare themselves for the inevitable animals that will be coming out of this board game. They don't grab, like, a chair to defend themselves. They don't grab knives. They don't try to find, like, any kind of weapon. They don't put, like, a helmet and padding on. They don't, like, stand up taller to, like, avoid the stampedes. Like, they literally are just, like, we'll have to keep playing.
What happens?
And they do nothing. They don't grab anything. They have nothing in their hands. They don't put on any type of, like, sneakers. They just do nothing. It's like so triggering to me. I had to turn it off. I was getting so mad. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah. It's almost like, especially when the person's action almost goes against the nature of their character.
Yes.
That's what I have a really big problem with.
And even Robin Williams, okay, he comes out of the game, Alan, he's been living in there for 26 years. He also does nothing to prepare. He's not like, all right, everyone, like,
see, that's what I'm talking about.
Racket,
like,
arm yourself.
He's been in there for 26 years. He probably knows better. He does know better than anybody else.
Yes.
But he's like, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I guess we'll just fight these lions with our bare fists, Alan. All right. And then the other part I have to pick with this movie, and then we'll get into it, is this part was just cruel. So Alan, aka Robin Williams, like, comes back 26 years later. He's been stuck in the game and he's freaking out. He doesn't know what happened. And he's like running around looking for his parents. Where are my parents? He goes up to this one guy and he's like, do you know my parents? And the man says, oh, yeah, they're over there on, like, whatever street. And Robin Williams runs over. It's a fucking graveyard. The man was talking about their graves, where he was like, oh, I know your parents. They're over on Smith Street. And Alan runs over there and it's a fucking graveyard. Isn't that just, like, cruel for no reason?
Cruel.
Why would you phrase it like that? Why would you say that? Like, oh, yeah, they live over there.
They live over there underground in a bunker coffin.
How cruel was that? Anyways, that's my Jumanji rant.
We need, like, a Jumanji 2.0, just that guy's one side story.
Yes.
Where he's just like a dick to everybody.
He's like, hey,
I'm going to tell this man his parents are alive, or imply it. They're dead.
They're dead, Alan, you fool. Anyways, I'm sure I would have more ranting about this movie, but I turned it off because I was getting so mad.
Oh.
And it just wasn't enjoyable.
You turned it off?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. I couldn't keep watching it.
What did Ian think?
Time after time, he agreed with me. Not to the extremeness that I was mad about it, but he was also like, perturbed by it.
All right.
I think it's one of those things where if you didn't watch it as a kid, you don't have the nostalgia, so you're seeing it through clear adult eyes, and you're like, what the fuck is this? What is this?
Yeah.
Who came up with this?
That's why it's hard to watch kid movies sometimes, because you're like, these fuckers.
Yes. The actions make no sense. Give me a plot hole all day long. It's fine. But when it's the humans' actions that don't make sense,
oh, no,
it's like,
I can't deal with the plot holes.
I know you can't. But they're fun.
It's laughable.
It's
Water
laughable.
World. There's a lot going on there.
So many plot holes. How'd they get the gasoline? All right, we don't have
How
time.
Do they have all these cigarettes?
Where do the cigarettes come from?
Unbelievable.
All right, Kristen. Should we get into those little accomplishments?
Yeah, but I think first, it almost is like you're asking for suggestions on movies with plot holes.
Yeah, I guess.
If you have any, let me know.
Yeah, if you have any good, fun 90s movies. More Waterworld, less Jumanji. We're talking about a scale from Waterworld to Jumanji.
And that's a really tough scale to go by.
It's
maybe
very specific.
Like, if you have any not so great, like almost laughably bad movies that Grace and I can watch together.
Yes.
Let us know at weirdsoffeather@gmail.com or DM us or reach out to us on Facebook. Maybe I'll make it a poll question.
Oh,
a laughably bad movie, like a movie that's fun to watch because it's so bad.
Yes.
I'd love to watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's like Jumanji, and then don't. Just don't. Friggin' Jumanji. All right, Kristen, should we get into those little accomplishments?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Little accomplishments, but big in our hearts.
All right, Kristen, what did you accomplish?
I was social on a Friday.
Burr, burr, burr.
Woo! It's big for me because usually by the end of the week, I'm like on the couch, horizontal, not doing much.
Yeah, that's impressive. What'd you do?
Yeah, so one of our local wine shops was having a little wine tasting. And we went over there, and Christopher is much more of a social butterfly than I am. Chatty McGee. So he talked to a lot of people while I just sipped wine.
Yes.
And yeah, he talked to this guy for quite a long time who he had a lot of good gin recommendations and whiskey recommendations and all this other stuff. And then he said that there was a local art show going on. So that was down the street. So then we like randomly walked over there, us being spontaneous, which never happens, at least for me.
Yeah.
And then we went to a local bar and we were like in the public, which really we don't do often.
No, me neither.
No. Yeah. So, but it was pretty fun. I don't know. And maybe other healthcare workers will feel the same. But, you know, like since COVID, I haven't been really social and I haven't like really enjoyed being super social, like in the public, really. Usually I'm just kind of like looking around unless we're on like we have like a clearly defined mission, which doesn't make sense. I know. But I haven't been super social. And then when I have, I haven't enjoyed it as much as I used to.
Well, there's a global pandemic still raging on, killing people every week.
Yeah. And you know, it's kind of just changed the way I've seen like social situations. We also have like, you know, here in America, we have like multiple mass shootings a day. And so I think that it's just like the increased stress of like being aware of those things out in public. It's like not as fun to be out in public more, but I actually had a really good time. So,
all right. Look at you go.
Yeah. Look at me. Hey. Grace.
Social Susie.
Yeah.
Yes.
What did you accomplish?
I got a library card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo.
I already apparently had a library card, but they gave me a new one.
Nice. Do you have like a physical card?
I do.
Or do you have like a digital card?
I got a physical card,
baby.
Oh,
wow.
But I really wanted it so I could listen to audiobooks.
Which library?
The Burbank Library.
Oh.
A branch of the Portland Public Library.
Yeah. That's such a cute one.
I know. I like it. I haven't been in there in a long time.
Yeah. Since elementary school.
Yeah. I really wanted a library card so I could listen to audiobooks on the library app on my phone.
That's what I have.
Yeah. So I did that and I've been listening on my phone and I've been loving it.
Yeah. Cruising, you got anything
books.
Good?
I'm reading Fourth Wing right now.
Fourth
which
Wing.
Was a Lily recommendation. So thank
Sister
you, Lil.
Lily.
Sister Lily.
Ah.
And I'm enjoying that. It's pretty good.
Yeah. It's Is it spicy?
I haven't gotten to any spiciness yet, but it's kind of like Harry Potter, but with dragons and not hopefully not any transphobia or racism.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
You, J.K. Rowling.
Yeah. I always like that to not be in books that I read or listen to.
You know what? So. I'd prefer it. I'd prefer it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on like one of my filters.
Yeah. Maybe leave out the Jewish stereotypes, you know? Please.
I know. I mean, the more I watch those movies and read the books, I'm almost like, oh, my God. The more you read, the more you.
I mean, Cho Chang.
The one. I remember when that book first came out, and I was like, any other name in the world.
Right?
But we went with that.
It feels
any
it's
other
so
name.
Offensive.
It's just like, you could have chose any. You have a character named Hermione, you know? You have all these like crazy names, and that's what you picked?
Yep. But. You know what? She picked it because she's racist. It wasn't an accident.
Yeah.
All right. And with that, let's get into the meat of this episode.
Let's get into the meat.
It is the meat.
It is the meat.
All right.
Meat, 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 meat.
Yep.
Okay.
There it is.
What's our meat today, Grace?
Our meat today, I shouldn't be calling it a meat because it was inspired by Priscilla and she is a vegan. So this is the meatless meat.
Meatless meat.
Just in honor of Priscilla, this is the... what's it called? What's that brand of fake meat?
Well, There's Beyond Meat.
Beyond Meat.
There's Impossible Meat.
Impossible Meat. That's what I was thinking of. This is Impossible Meat in honor of Priscilla.
Are we allowed to use their...
It doesn't matter. Impossible Meat. If you're listening, feet. Brought to you by Impossible Meat. This episode. Yeah. Let's just lean into it and really reel them in. All right. Priscilla inspired this episode. She made a post in our Facebook group that I wanted to read to kind of kick us off.
Yeah.
She says, I had a major win this week and don't really have many other places to share it. I was finally diagnosed with BVD, which is binocular vision dysfunction. My last optometrist told me I was just getting older and my eye vision is getting worse, even though my prescription has been the same for the last 10 years. That's so that eye doctor. Really, I went to the eye doctor and they just told me I had dry eyes. I'm like, I know it's not that.
It makes me upset.
Yep. She said, I went to an optometrist who specializes in BVD, and after 2 hours, she finally confirmed I have BVD. It was so validating, and I felt so heard. Not to mention, when I tried prisms, I nearly cried. And prisms are like what they put in your glasses to help with BVD. I'll get there.
Okay.
She said, I saw clearly for the first time in my life. What I thought was normal for 34 years was not.
Oh my God.
Wow, what a feeling. And yeah, that's true. Like, how do you know what's normal if you don't have any reference?
It's like people who are colorblind who get those color glasses and they see colors for the first time.
Yeah. You just like have no idea what you're missing.
You're like, wow, I can't believe that's red.
Yeah. That's what red looks like. She said, this is a reminder. Keep standing up for yourself if you think you know you're right. Don't let doctors gaslight you. Hell yeah, Priscilla.
Yeah. Proud of you.
And then she added an edit because I think people had some questions. She said, I wanted to update so those who do not know about BVD can learn. BVD stands for binocular vision dysfunction. It occurs when your eyes are misaligned. It causes symptoms such as double vision / blurred vision, dizziness, sound sensitivity, difficulties reading, light sensitivity, neck pain, and other symptoms. For me, I have a lot of trouble driving at night, balance loss. When watching TV, I often have to close one eye or else I see double. I get vertigo often. Reading is difficult because I skip lines, get a lot of headaches, and have a lot of neck pain on one side due to a head tilt because I'm trying to compensate for the misalignment.
Oh my God.
I know. I think I have this too, which is why I wanted to do this episode. A lot of folks with ADHD have BVD, not sure why from a medical standpoint. Prisms are added to glasses. They bend the light in a way that it tricks your brain to see things the way they are supposed to be if your eyes weren't misaligned. The way my doctor explained it is it's like medication for your eyes, and once I get my glasses, I will need to come back in 4 to 6 weeks to make sure they don't need to adjust my prescription more. During the exam, when she finally got to the part where we were trying prisms and we found the correct prescription for me, things looked bolder and darker, and my neck pain already eased in the short period I wore them. Prisms allow you to relax your eyes.
Huh.
If anyone has any questions or tips on how to find a doctor, if you believe this is something you have, I'd love to help however you can.
Oh,
so,
thank you, Priscilla.
I know. Thanks for posting
so
that in the group, Priscilla.
Her.
I know.
And I'm so happy for her.
I know.
Now
what a relief.
Can, like, could you, like, the headaches, the neck tilt?
I know. That impacts your whole life.
Your whole life.
And you're just, like, being told that, no, you're wrong.
You're fine.
Yeah. No, you're seeing fine.
One of your eyes is older than the other.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a diagnosis. You've got old eye.
Yeah. You got a case of old eye, Priscilla. Sorry. And while we're on the subject, actually, did you know that you're not supposed to try your very hardest to see at the eye doctor when you're reading the letters? You're not supposed to try as hard as you possibly can.
I want to win.
You're supposed to, like, relax your eyes and try to see as well as you can with your eyes relaxed. You're not, yeah, you're not supposed to be trying to win.
I feel like...
Which I always am. I'm like, I can see them. I can see the smallest ones. And you're not supposed to do that. Because it's not showing how naturally your eyes work. So then if you're...
They should explain this at the
eye know! For the neurodivergent people especially, like, it's just supposed to be implied. Of course
that's
I'm gonna...
not implied.
I know. Of course I'm going to try to see as well as I can. It's an eye exam. I want to ace it.
Yes.
I want to show you how many little letters
I can
read.
I'm not going to, like... I have a separate question. Do you ever do that thing where you dissociate and you can make your vision kind of blurry even though you're looking straight ahead?
Yes, all the time.
All the time. It's nice sometimes.
Yeah, it's nice to kind of get away.
To just shut off
your
eyes for a second.
Yeah, let them drift apart. Yeah. Drift out to sea.
Let us know if you can do that too. But anyway, yeah.
And if you're out there, yeah, don't try super hard at the eye doctors because then it's like that's how well you can see, but you're straining your eyes. And
right.
In order to see that well, you're going to have to strain your eyes and then you'll have eye strain. This
so
whole fucking
even though
time.
You have like corrective lenses, they're corrective lenses when you're straining your eyes.
Yeah, you're right. So you're not even getting the corrective lenses because you need it to be corrected for when your eyes are relaxed.
Right.
But it's like, if you strain, then this is the correct
Now that correction. We're talking about it, I don't even know how to relax my eyes.
Same. I feel like my eyes have been strained my whole life. I might have this.
They're straining right now.
Yes.
Mm.
All right. So
also they're watering. Do you ever get this? Your eye kind of randomly waters?
Constantly, all the time. My right eye is always watering. Oh, that's my why I went right to the eye too. Doctor. Yeah. For years, my right eye has always watered. And they told me it's because I'm sleeping with my eye open. I'm like, no, it's not. That's not it. I tape my eye shut.
I want to try taping my eye shut.
It didn't help me. And they told me it's just dry eyes. It's like in one eye. And it always feels like there's something in there, which I know can be a case of dry eyes, but it's only in one eye.
Do you do eye drops?
Yes. Mm. All the time. Constantly.
I don't know.
It drives me crazy. It like really is so irritating. All right. So obviously from the introduction, the meat of our episode is binocular vision dysfunction. And I'm hoping that by sharing Priscilla's message and by sharing a little information on this, that maybe this will help a few of you out there who haven't heard of this. And like, maybe you'll go to the eye doctor and like, Priscilla, you can advocate for yourself now.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll take care of your headaches and everything. This is something that I've been like meaning to look into for a while. And
you've talked about this before.
I have. Tracy had this woman, Renee Brooks, on her show a couple of years ago who talked about vertical heterophoria.
Tracy
Atsuka from ADHD for Smart Ass Women.
Thank you.
But
I just feel like it'd be nice for the people who don't listen to that show to explain.
Yeah,
it.
But I've said it so many times.
Yeah, but maybe they didn't pay attention.
Maybe.
Since this is a podcast geared to people who
have ADHD.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. All right. On ADHD for Smart Ass Women, Tracy Atsuka had this woman, Renee Brooks, on her show who talked about vertical heterophoria, which is a form of BVD. So BVD is like the umbrella. And there are a few different forms of it that fall under it. And it seems like vertical heterophoria is like one that is specifically associated with ADHD. So let me start by kind of just giving a little overview of what it is. Priscilla did a great job of summarizing it, but I'm going to add even more info. So it's a condition where the eyes are slightly misaligned and the eyes struggle to send one clear image to the brain.
Mm.
So it's like one eye is taking in one image, the other eye is taking in a slightly different image.
Mm.
They're supposed to take in the same exact image. So instead, the brain has to like work extra hard to merge those two images into one. So it makes sense that you would like have a bunch of strain, headaches, blah, blah, blah. So like Priscilla said, it can cause symptoms such as dizziness, motion sickness, headache, light sensitivity. I have all of that. This term applies to several conditions affecting your eyes, nervous system, and brain. Some of the more common conditions that fall under this term are crossed eyes, which is a strabismus.
Strabismus.
Strabismus. Mr. Strabismus. Or a lazy eye, which is
amblyopia.
That's a fun word. But there are many other conditions that this term can apply to. So that's like the crossed eyes or the lazy eye. And then there's a third form, which is that vertical heterophoria, which is like your eyes, the way they're like set on your face are just like slightly misaligned. So your eyeballs aren't crossing and they're not like one isn't, you know, kind of going out to sea. It's like they're just like at slightly different, like either heights or whatever.
Mm.
And so you're not taking in that one clear picture. So if you want to learn more about that specifically, I highly recommend checking out Renee Brooks' blog. It's called Black Girl Lost Keys, which I love.
Oh,
she's an ADHD woman.
Really funny.
Yeah. And like Priscilla, she, you know, was dealing with this stuff for years. She had headaches. She like couldn't even be on the computer. And that's something that can really obviously exacerbate it if you have to do a lot of computer work. And so it was like her headaches would get so bad that by like Wednesday of the week, she couldn't even do her work
because
her headaches were so bad.
Oh my God.
And she went to the eye doctor, finally found someone who specialized in it, and they put prisms in her glasses and it like totally fixed everything. So go check out her blog. I'll put it in the show notes to kind of hear more from her because that was super helpful. She has like, I think there's an interview with a doctor on there and you can just like hear more about her experience. So BVD can significantly impact the lives of both children and adults, and since there is a wide range of symptoms from BVD, this condition is often misdiagnosed as dyslexia or ADHD.
Yeah.
Or you can obviously have,
you can have
all
both.
Of it. Yeah. Which is so, you know, it's one of these things that's like, is it being misdiagnosed as ADHD or dyslexia, or is it both?
Right.
So one of those fun deals. Like, that's are you skipping nice. Lines because you have this or because you have ADHD or because you're dyslexic?
Yeah, dyslexic, that happens a lot.
Yeah. And I feel like I do that with ADHD too, where I'm just like, I want to like get to the bottom of the page. I'm just like skipping over shit as if it doesn't matter.
I got the gist of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pull a Kristen. So it's also extremely comorbid with ADHD, like I said.
Interesting. According,
yeah.
We don't know why.
No.
Huh.
I know. Isn't that
it's
interesting?
It's just like hypermobility. We don't know.
Yeah. It's just like something's going on with.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
But we don't know why.
Yes. It is all connected. So according to the Neurovisual Center of New York, up to 50% of children with ADHD have a vision problem, which contributes to reading and learning difficulties. Often the vision problem is an eye misalignment so small that it's missed on routine vision exams. And now that I've noticed this and now that I've learned that this is a thing, I notice this in so many people, including myself, staring at myself in the mirror. I'm like, my eyes are misaligned.
Really?
I see it in celebrities. Bill Hader, he's got misaligned eyes. I'm like, I wonder if he has headaches. Someone should write him a letter. But I'm
Dear Bill, I've been studying your face.
Your eyes are wonky. To use the technical term, mine are too. So yeah, I've like been noticing it in so many people. And it totally makes sense that
well,
if your eyes...
Well, now I gotta look out for this.
Right?
Yeah.
If your face isn't like perfectly symmetrical and your eyes are like slightly off, it totally makes sense that you would have this. For symptoms, when you have BVD, your eyes and brain have to work harder to adjust and compensate, and BVD symptoms can interfere with a person's ability to function on a day-to-day basis. Doing tasks such as driving a car or reading can become difficult due to motion sickness, and results in life-changing anxiety and disorientation.
Wow. You get motion sickness.
I do. Really bad.
Really terribly.
And it's really bad when I'm like looking out the window at things. And I get motion sick on swings.
Like the swings at Funtown?
No, just like on a swing, like a playground swing,
really?
Going back and forth. Yeah, I get really motion sick. Yeah. I feel like hot just talking about it.
Oh my God.
And I feel really anxious and like disoriented. My body gets really, really hot. I get like really sweaty. And I think it has to do with my eyes. Just like how they talk about how walking is really good for reducing your anxiety because you're getting that natural side to side eye movement.
Mm.
I feel like it's kind of like the opposite of that, where it's like
giving
me anxiety.
I just stare right
anxiety.
At the ground.
You what?
When I'm walking.
You
I
stare
just,
at the ground?
Yeah.
No, you're supposed to look side to side.
Side to side? What if I step on something?
Who cares?
I'm like up, down, side to side. I've got head
on
a swivel.
You should mostly be doing side to side.
Head
like,
on a swivel.
Not turning your head side to side, but like
it's
moving
like
your eyes.
Full circle.
No, that's crazy. No, keep it straight and move your eyes side to side.
I gotta look where I'm walking.
It mimics like EMDR, where you're the natural eye movements of walking.
I'm not the only one.
I'm sure you're not, but...
There's a lot of hikers out there who just look straight at the ground, all these beautiful views, and you're just, like, making sure there's no roots to trip over.
Well, maybe that has to do with your hypermobility and your general clumsiness.
I told you I have sturdy ankles.
Yeah,
you do. Not worried about my ankles.
You could take a trip, then. You can handle a trip or two.
It's my wrist that I'm worried about.
It's your anxiety that I'm worried about. Look side to side more, please. You need it. It's good for you.
I want to make sure I don't trip over a root.
Or
step in something
weird. Lift your knees up really high.
No one walks like that.
What are you going to step in? You could walk like that. Who cares?
Who knows what kind of ground I'm walking on?
Stomp around.
I'm not the only one. I know there's people out there who are ground lookers.
Lift your knees and look side to side. And if you step in something, then you step in. You can look down, but like look down, check the next 15 feet or so, and then be looking back and forth.
I think we need to take another walk so I can figure out where I'm looking.
Okay. That's normal.
Now that the more I think about it, I always thought I looked at the ground, but now I'm thinking like, well, maybe I don't.
You must be looking side to side
I'm a bit, but I think mostly I'm just looking at the ground.
I think you need to work on your ratio. I'm not saying don't look at the ground, but you need to take your eyes off the road and look side to side. Move those eyeballs. Get them moving. It's a natural de-anxiety-er.
What is the correct ratio of ground to side to side?
I'm not.
Is it 50-50?
I'm not an eyeball scientist. I don't know. No, not 50-50.
60,
I would say
20?
25.
60, that's not the right.
60-20, 60-20. And the rest, keep them shut. Close them. 20%, keep them shut. I don't know. I would say 25% look at the ground, 75% be looking side to side. Take in your view, move your eyeballs. It's good for you.
Okay.
All right. So there are a few different categories of symptoms for BVD. There are physical symptoms, which are, that's the ache in the neck or shoulder and back pain. Mm. I get that so bad. I've had multiple massage therapists tell me I have the tightest traps of anyone they've ever worked on, which is fun.
That's not something I would, I guess, if I'm a patient.
It's nice to know I've won. you know?
Yeah, true. Like, would you rather be like, that was the, you know, if you, that was the worst gallbladder I've seen in 20 years.
I don't know
if I would feel great about that.
But I think it's affirming. It's like, yeah, I do have a lot of tension and pain in my neck. I just thought was like that. And then they're like, wow, you're like really extraordinarily tight.
This is unreal.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, I guess this isn't normal then, you know? So that was kind of affirming. Although I did have a foot doctor once who told me I had the weirdest feet he's ever seen. And that was not helpful.
Yeah. I had a foot doctor who said I had the flattest feet he's ever seen. And I was like,
whoa.
Okay.
A foot can only be so flat is my thing, you know? The flattest foot?
I'm sure he's seen plenty of flat feet.
What I'm saying. I'm sure he's seen plenty of weird feet. The weirdest feet. Don't tell me
that. I've seen your feet. I've seen plenty of weirder feet.
Thank you.
We usually amputate those, but I've seen lots of... Your feet aren't weird.
They're not normal.
They're not weird, though. I work in a job where I'm always looking at feet.
Yeah,
I've seen
but those
feet.
Are people who are like in the hospital for their foot problems.
Yeah, well, I've seen a lot of weird feet.
You're right. That was
I've seen a lot of weird feet.
It was a mean comment.
Yeah. Fuck that doctor.
Fuck that doctor. All
Fuck
right.
that guy. Now I'm upset.
I know.
How dare he?
We don't have time.
He's a foot doctor. He hasn't seen weird feet.
I know. How long have you been
in
the game?
I know weird feet. Yeah.
Wait, it's your first day on the job?
Fucking podiatrist.
Maybe it is. Maybe
Bullshit.
He's like... It's like literally his first day. And he's like, these are the weirdest feet I've ever seen. They're the only feet he's
like,
ever
get
seen.
Get ready,
yeah.
buddy.
They all look of weird feet.
Yeah. They're all different versions of this.
Unbelievable.
All right. Other physical symptoms. That was only the first one.
Yeah. Sorry. I got really upset about that. I can't believe someone told you
Yeah.
That's so rude.
I know. All right. Here's another physical symptom.
Okay.
Moves over to the left or right side when walking, like drifts to one side. I do that.
I thought that was just because you're walking Lucy and Lucy's all over the place.
No, if I'm just like walking by myself and I'm like not really paying attention, I will drift to one side or the other. Like
Interesting.
Bump into people. Like I do that a lot now that I think about it. All right. Knocks into shelves when walking down the aisle.
Yeah, I do that.
And once again, it's like,
is this a BVD thing?
Yeah.
Or is it ADHD?
Yeah.
Is it just general clumsiness?
Yeah, exactly. Is it the autism? Is it hypermobility or something else?
Yeah.
Like some kind of balance problem?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tilts head, which is like what Priscilla said, where she would tilt one way to compensate.
Because
if your eyes are tilted, it makes sense that you would naturally adjust by like tilting
right.
your head
which
the slightest bit.
Which explains all that neck tension
yep.
you get because you're constantly walking with a little... Head tilt.
Exactly. All right. Falls too often. I don't know how much is too often. I would say as an adult, any amount of falling is too often,
yeah.
you know?
You shouldn't be falling.
Yeah. Unless you have a different physical disability.
Right.
Just, you know, walking around, I feel like falling more than once is too many falls.
Yeah.
As an adult.
Like I would say even once a week, too many.
Way too many falls.
Way too many.
Once a month. If you're just falling down, like you're not tripping on stuff, I'll trip over stuff.
Yeah.
I don't just fall down very often, but I don't know.
I can't remember the last time I fell.
Same. All right. Dizzy spells, feeling faint, motion sickness, nausea.
Okay.
Cheeks or sinus area feels uncomfortable. That's a weird one.
Okay. But... Well, probably because your eye muscles are straining. Mm. That makes sense.
I do think I have that.
Okay.
I do get really strained. My face, I'm always doing my gua sha because my face feels so...
That's that rock that you slide on your face?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Then you have visual symptoms, which are vision appears blurry.
Yeah.
Yes, I have that. Reading or computer are difficult to see clearly. See halos or glare during the night, which is why nighttime driving is hard.
Oh.
I get that. Dim lighting is blurry, like a restaurant menu or a movie theater.
That also might be old eye.
Yeah. You got a case of old eye. Yeah. Could just be. Take them out. light sensitivity, eye strain at the office or during school. I feel like I always have eye strain. I feel like as long as my eyes are open, they're strained.
Well, probably because you have this.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Your eyes are two different.
They're working overtime.
Heights.
Yeah, two different heights. Well, I got a tall eye.
You've got a case of tall eye or short eye. Well, no, that's something different. If you have different shaped eyes.
Yeah, they're not different shapes. They're at different heights. All right. Frequent headaches or migraines. Check.
Check.
When moving, eyes experience pain. Yeah, I thought that was just having eyes.
No.
No, your eyes don't just hurt.
Pain, you're not supposed to have pain. You're not supposed to be in pain. Pain is abnormal.
Oh.
And I know, especially women and people with chronic illnesses, pain is normal.
Yeah, but I got a lot of pain.
Pain is not normal in a regular person.
Oh, well, might need to see a doctor.
Yeah.
All right, reading difficulties. These are reading symptoms.
I just can't read.
Yeah.
Yeah, not difficult. I just can't do it.
All right, tiredness when reading. Yeah, I thought everyone did. Attention difficulties. And once again, what is ADHD?
These are some gray lines here.
So this wouldn't be, obviously, these aren't like determining factors, but coupled with those other physical symptoms, obviously starts adding up, you know? It's like, I obviously have ADHD. I don't think it's like, oh, this whole time I thought I had ADHD, but it's actually just BVD. It's like, no.
No.
Definitely both.
Especially if it's a 50% comorbidity rate. That's wild.
That is crazy. All right. Loses concentration, easily distracted in the classroom. Reduced comprehension or reading fluency, skip over words or misses lines, words seem to float or merge together, and uses finger pointing when reading. Yes, when I'm on my phone, I always have to like scroll down to use the bottom of the phone to like keep my place on the line.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. You don't do that? I like being able to do that.
No, I want my words that I'm reading to be in the center of the screen.
Oh, I like to be able to scroll to use the phone to, keep my place. Like, underlines it, you know?
Right. I understand your reasoning, but I don't do that.
Oh. Interesting. It's all coming together. All right. Then you
like, right now, are you using the bottom of your computer to keep your place?
I'm using the top of my computer. So I scroll down so the line that I'm about to read next is at the very top of the page.
Oh,
and
no.
I always am scrolling.
Interesting.
And that keeps my place. You don't do that?
No.
So I guess it's not the bottom. I use the top.
I use the center.
Oh.
I want my words to be in the center.
What? I want it to be marked.
Because they're right there, right where my eyes are looking.
But it's at the top of the page, so then I know that that's where I look, is at the top of the page.
No.
Always. Oh. Oh.
It's not that I keep my place, but I keep my place.
Oh. Wow. All right. So then we have binocular vision symptoms. I don't know what that category means because I thought the whole thing was binocular vision symptoms.
Well,
but whatever.
Okay.
That's what this says.
Got it.
Double vision.
Okay.
Poor stereo vision or judging distances.
Oh.
I have a hard time judging distances.
That makes sense because, that's...
Your depth
perception is from two eyes.
Yeah.
So if they're off...
Mm. It does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Difficulties with body, hand, eye coordination.
You used to juggle.
No, I didn't. Stop saying that. I never
I
juggled.
You did.
It was the stilts. Don't embarrass me. It was stilts. No, I never juggled. It is on my list of things, though, to do because it's good for your...
I thought you knew how to juggle.
No, I wish.
I'm having like an alternate memory.
Yeah. You just assumed I'm the type who juggled.
Yeah.
I did the little sticks. I did the sticks.
Oh,
what are those called? The fucking sticks where you have two sticks and then one stick in between and you're juggling the sticks.
I remember my brother used to do that, too.
Those were huge. We all went through a huge phase of those friggin' sticks.
What are they called?
I know.
And the middle one had tassels?
Yes.
Tassel sticks.
Yeah, it's called...
It was like fire sticks or something like that.
No, there's no fire involved.
Fireless sticks.
Yeah, fireless sticks. Let's call them that.
We
don't have time.
Okay. I'm going to think of it tonight at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to wake Christopher up and be like,
Chrissy Cross sticks! But I do feel like I do have poor, even though I was like a pretty good athlete, I do feel like I have like weirdly bad hand-eye coordination for some things where it's like in my mind, I see exactly where it should go and then it's wrong. Like I feel like I'm spilling stuff a lot. I'm dropping stuff a lot. I'm like misjudging distances a lot.
Your drinking disability.
Yeah, my drinking disability. Oh my God.
Is this it? It's all connected. It could be.
It's all connected. And then squints, tilts head, or closes one eye. And like Priscilla said, if you have this, it can be like relieving to close one eye while you're watching TV or something. So sometimes I'll try to do that and it does feel better.
This does not apply to me.
No?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
I do the, like we discussed earlier, sometimes I dissociate.
Yeah. That's a whole other issue.
To kind of give my eyes a break.
Yeah.
Especially like during surgery.
No, you shouldn't say that.
Well, sometimes they're really long, and like when the surgeon's doing something and I'm just waiting for them,
oh,
I'll
yeah.
just kind of like,
doing
yeah,
anything.
I'm not like, you know, mid cut, just being like, let me just like, you know,
spread out my vision.
Yeah, but let me just blur my vision a bit. No, yeah. it's at a proper time.
Yeah, let yourself drift.
Especially with our magnifying glasses,
oh,
sometimes
God.
It's like nice to take a little break.
Okay, binoculars. I cannot look through binoculars.
I know. You have that issue.
I know. I think this is why.
This is probably why.
Because my eyes can't make the picture be one in my brain, and it hurts my eye. I've never understood. I've always thought that, like, I have never understood how people use binoculars.
You're a telescope lady through
yes,
and through.
Yes, I am a telescope lady. I need a fucking monocle, and I need a telescope.
Yeah, I don't have that same problem, but I can see how you would.
I've never understood why people were so excited about binoculars. I'm like, they're difficult to use. They hurt your eyes. Why do we like this? Turns out we don't all have the same eyes. That's it.
The eyes might be the problem.
Yeah, it's me. All right. Then there's driving symptoms. So difficulties driving at night or in low light, avoids mm-hmm. driving due to anxiety. I definitely do that at night. And loses confidence in accurately judging distances. Yes.
Hmm.
I have sideswiped a car or two back in my day. Not for a long time. I have hit many curbs. Popped a hubcap off once. I hit Vanessa's car once.
Did you really?
Yeah, we were driving back from Friendly's in high school, and she came up to a stoplight in the rain.
Yeah.
And I was behind her.
Oh.
And I tried to slam on my brakes and I skidded into her.
I've hit quite a few curbs, and I got in that one big car accident.
Yeah.
But other than that, my last car accident was like this slow-mo car accident where this person was like slowly backing into me, and there was a person in front of me and a person behind me, so I couldn't go anywhere. I just like rolled down my window. I go, please stop.
I also got in that slow motion car accident.
It's like the worst feeling. And my mom was in the back and she was like, she's going to hit you. She's going to hit you. I'm like, I can't go anywhere.
Did you lay on your horn?
I laid on my horn. The lady had a backup camera. I had enough time to like press the button to roll down my window, wait for the window to all the way to roll down. I put my head out the window. She just like was not paying attention.
What's she doing?
I don't know. She was out to lunch and it wasn't even bad. I ended up like not doing anything about it.
What? That's just annoying.
It was so slow-mo. It ended up kind of scratching my car. But it was just like the most annoying thing.
Yes. Those slow-mo ones are just, extra annoying because you had so much time to fix this,
right? It was no thought. And so I was like trying to talk to her, and she was like, she was really apologetic. She's like, I don't know, she was like space cadet,
God,
just not paying attention. And the lady behind us is like, you guys need to move. And I, because my parents were visiting me,
so
I was like high alert anxiety. And I go, this is none of your business here. And my dad's like, oh, my God.
This is West Coast Kristen.
Right. Anyway.
All right. Anyway.
Anxiety.
All right. And the last category of symptoms from this are anxiety symptoms. So heightened levels of anxiety, panic attacks in crowded areas.
Yeah, because you can't, like, see where you're going.
Yeah, it's like there's so much that your brain is taking in that your
it's
eyes are taking
to process.
In. And agoraphobia or dislike of open or unfamiliar areas.
That's me.
I wouldn't say I'm quite agoraphobic, but I don't like leaving my house for many reasons. This is just one of them.
Yeah.
But I do feel really anxious in crowds, and I don't think it's just the tism, you know?
Right.
I feel like visually overwhelmed. My eyes do feel strained.
Interesting. Is it visually overwhelmed? Is it because we both hate people?
Yeah.
Is it because there was just this mass pandemic where we were shut inside for a while?
Is it the gun violence?
Gun violence where, like, you know, we're always on high alert for any sort of, like, you know, mass shooting.
You
Welcome
know
to
what?
America. It could be all of the above.
I've heard this criticism many times from many different people that often when I'm in public, I'm always looking around. Like, people think I'm not paying attention to them because I'm not. Because I'm always looking around, like, constantly. And I feel like I have to always be looking around. And it's hard for me to, like, take in things. Like, I don't like when there's, like, motion out of the side of my eye or, like, things like that. Like, I just feel like I'm always, like, looking, moving my head all around because it just feels, like, so chaotic.
I can't concentrate
like, there's so much going on. Yeah.
Like, if you're, like, at, like, I don't know, like a music festival or a beer festival or some sort of place and trying to strike up a conversation with a person.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, don't talk to me. Mm-mm. I gotta be on the lookout.
I'm looking around. Yeah, even at like when I went to the Renaissance Fair, I'm like, I'm head on a swivel. I'm looking around.
When I get drunk, it's especially bad. And then I'll just like wander off from people. People don't like that.
She's a runner. Yeah, I don't like that. Don't run away from me. Don't make me track you down. You know, you kind of wander.
I'm not a runner. I'm a wanderer.
Yeah.
I'll just drift. Yeah. I like to do my own thing, you know?
We really, you know, next time we go out, we should just get you a little kid leash.
No, I want to be able to wander. Just put a tracker on me.
I could do that.
Come find me.
Yeah.
Let me wander.
One of those like Apple tracker pads.
Yeah.
That's a great solution.
Put it in my shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what causes BBD?
Yeah. I don't know. Please tell me.
Oh, I don't know either. Yeah. I thought you would tell me. All right. Sight issues. This type involves physical differences or distortions in how your eyes focus light onto your retinas. Examples include refractive errors like old eye, case of old eye.
Old eye.
Age-related difficulty focusing on close-up objects, which is presbyopia. We already did that one?
Presbyopia. No, we did the, what was it like? Abigotropia.
Oh, yeah, one of those.
I can't find it.
It doesn't matter. It could also be astigmatism.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was astigmatism, but it's one word, astigmatism.
Oh.
I always thought like stigmatism was the thing, and we were saying astigmatism.
Astigmatism.
It's one word, astigmatism.
So it would be an astigmatism.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right?
I'm learning many things, but that is probably the one thing I'll remember.
Hell yeah. That's what's important.
All right.
It could also be caused by farsightedness.
Nice.
Hyperopia or nearsightedness.
Yeah.
Myopia.
And that's due to the shape of your eye.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think,
so it says physical differences or distortions in how your eyes focus light onto retinas.
I think going back to medical. One is because your eyes are too tall, and one is because your eyes are too short. So your eyes are supposed to be pretty circular, right? But if you've got kind of an oblong, ovular shape, you can imagine the light refractory is going to come in and be a little bit different, and it's going to hit your retina at a different point that's less ideal.
Okay.
Right? So if you have a really tall...
That's all right.
Okay. We don't need to go into it.
Yeah.
But maybe I can like share some links or something on Instagram that have the tall eye, short eye, light refractory thing. Because it is interesting because it's all physics.
Yeah. It is interesting.
But someone right now is screaming because I'm getting this wrong. But that's okay.
That's okay.
They're not here.
They can start their own podcast.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. It can also be caused by eye issues. So these refer to differences in how your eyes move or work together, like conditions that make your eyes misalign.
Mm.
So like we said, that could be the crossed eyes and the lazy eyes. Those are two of the most common examples.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have, you know, I think the vertical heterophoria would fall under that, where your eyes are just like at slightly different heights on your face.
Yeah.
So then you can also have neurological issues, which are nervous system issues.
Yeah.
And maybe this is how like ADHD plays into it. They can involve issues in how certain nerves control specific muscles for eye movement.
Yeah.
Or how your retinas
like a palsy.
Or how your retinas and optic nerves work. They can also involve issues where your brain has trouble processing visual information correctly. So some examples include brain specific conditions like migraines or strokes, nerve specific conditions like sixth nerve palsy. Look at me. Knowing your palsies. And then neurodivergent conditions like ADHD. And once again, they're like, it just somehow happens.
Because we don't know.
You got different brain, different eye. And then it could also be multi-factor issues, which is, you know, some conditions don't fit neatly into just one of the above types.
Right.
So instead, they can cause multiple issues across different types. So it could be something like concussions or traumatic brain injuries could be an example of this. So it's not necessarily that you're born with it. It could be that you get a TBI and then you start having these headaches and eye problems.
God, I think I gave myself a TBI last night.
Maybe you did.
Hitting myself in the head on a bike handle by accident.
I hate a head bonk.
Ugh, it hurts so much. I know we already talked about this, not on the podcast, but I just, ow.
It makes me so immediately angry when I bonk my head. All right. People with head injuries can have issues with eye alignment and how their brain processes visual information. Another example would be vestibular migraines, which can affect your vision, balance, and brain function function all at once.
Oh my God.
This stuff is so hard because the brain is so complicated. And it's all, like, which came first,
yeah,
you know?
It's all connected.
Yeah. You know? Are your migraines causing your eye problems, or are your eye problems causing your migraines? All right. So there are some frequent misdiagnoses, obviously, for this. Mm. So those are things like migraines, reading and learning disabilities, dyslexia, ADHD, chronic fatigue syndrome, agoraphobia, and other anxiety or panic disorders. Spinal or neck misalignment, Meniere's disease, or TMJ disorders.
Oh, yeah.
It's like your jaw. So
Meniere's, that's an inner ear thing, right?
Yep. And that makes sense that you're having trouble maybe with like your balance and everything.
Yeah.
And they think it's Meniere's disease, but it's like your eyes are misaligned or vice versa. So, all right, I'm getting to the end here.
Sure.
Treatments.
Yeah.
What can be done?
I don't know.
Nothing. Take them out.
Yeah. You need a eye-ectomy.
Yeah.
Remove those eyes.
Yeah. Get rid of them. So really, a binocular vision assessment is the best way to know if you have this BVD. An eye doctor or eye care specialist can diagnose BVD through a binocular vision exam to assess your visual skills. It sounds like it's kind of hard. Like, they make it sound like, oh, just go to an eye care specialist. But from what Priscilla said and, like, from what Renee Brooks said on her blog, it sounds like it's kind of hard to find an eye doctor who will, like, do this exam for you or know how to diagnose it. So if anyone, Priscilla said we could reach out to her if we need help finding someone. So
yeah,
maybe I'll ask Priscilla and do a follow-up of, like, where are some good places to find doctors who could do this? Because, yeah, I don't think it's, like, just any optometrist
I'm
could do this.
I'm Express. Probably
no.
not.
No, probably not. You probably need, like, a specialist.
Yeah.
So you could, I guess, like, call around and ask, but I think it's just one of those specialty things where you really have to, like, seek it out. They're not just, like, an eye doctor isn't just going to, like, do your eye exam and then diagnose
right.
you with this.
You have to advocate for yourself,
yes.
which sucks, but yes. necessary.
Yeah, especially if you're, like, having these headaches and you're, you know, bumping into things, you're falling
right.
over, you can't drive at night. It's like, this is really impacting your
whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the tightest trapezius muscles, a massage
tightest
therapist has ever seen.
Tightest trap in the whole world.
Tightest traps in the West. Northeast. So once you get your eye exam, they will give you prism lenses, like Priscilla was talking about. And these are prismatic lenses that work to correct the misalignment in your eyes by manipulating incoming light before it enters your eyes, so that when the images from the two eyes reach the brain can fuse them into a single image.
Interesting.
So the light helps your brain to fuse
it. This is so cool.
Isn't this cool?
Ah, it's all physics.
Yeah. Like, imagine the person who figured that out.
He was like, we need a prism.
Yeah. So it says the prism in the glasses trick the brain into thinking your eyes are properly aligned, causing you to see just one object and preventing eye muscle strain.
Unfriggin' real.
It's like they're, like, shining a light in your eye to trick it, you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
How do they figure this out?
Right? I don't understand.
Yeah. I don't either.
Eye scientists.
Eye experimenters.
Eye doctors.
Optometrists.
Yes. What's the difference between an optometrist and an ophthalmologist?
Optometrist is the person, they do, like, is it clearer? Is it less clearer? They do, like, the eye exam and everything.
That's optometrist?
Optometrist. Ophthalmologist is, like, a legitimate eye doctor. They're, okay. like, diagnosing. Right. Hopefully I'm right.
I don't know. This is one of those things where if it's two things, I cannot remember the difference. I've learned it so many times.
Ophthalmologist is the guy who's, like, diagnosing you with, like, and can do, like, cataract surgeries and can diagnose you with glaucoma and prescribe medication, sometimes cocaine for it.
Cocaine?
Yeah, sometimes you give cocaine. I think for glaucoma.
Oh, still? You're still using cocaine?
You know what it is? I think it's for... Is it pre-surgery to dilate the pupil?
Whoa.
I think
got
that's
a case
what
of glaucoma.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Do cocaine about it.
Yeah.
No, it's cocaine drops into the eye.
Whoa.
They don't like hand you, like, a little baggie of white powder.
They don't put out a line.
Yeah. All right, now snort this.
Then get in the chair.
All right.
All right. So ophthalmologist, more words or more letters in the word, they do more. That's all I remember. Right?
Yeah, and I'm not dismissing optometrists because I think they do lots of stuff, but I think the ophthalmologist does more of like the diagnosis and treatment of eye conditions and diseases.
Okay.
If that makes
sense. Optometrist is more about like just your vision.
Vision, yes. Okay.
All right. I won't remember that, but I'll try. All right. And then the really only other treatment is that you can do vision therapy. So patients with BVD are also often treated with a customized program of vision therapy, especially if suffering with dizziness. And vision therapy is a program to improve the communication between the brain and the eyes, further supporting the visual system and alleviating the symptoms of BVD. So exactly what that is, I don't really know. I didn't go super into it, but probably has to do with like closing one eye for a bit.
Interesting.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I wonder if you get a cool eye patch.
Ooh.
Like that's what they do with people with a lazy eye. What's the medical term? I'm like,
oh, I can tell you.
Oh my God.
Amblyopia.
Yes.
Amblyopia.
So sometimes that, especially in kids, it has to deal with like training the muscles that control the eye to be straight. So they just put an eye patch on the good eye, for lack of a better term. And that kind of forces the child to use those muscles to straighten and strengthen those muscles to use their bad eye, for lack of a better word. There's a great TikTok that shows this really, really well.
Mm.
And the mom is talking to her child, and the child like answers back and looks at her, and he has an amblyopia, and she goes, "Use both your eyes," and he just like snaps into place and like,
whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Well, amblyopia is a form of BVD, so it makes sense that this is listed as
a
treatment.
Use both your eyes. And he's like, okay, kids are just
like a chameleon.
I know. Well, I think it's because the muscles in your eyes are weak. Once again, I'm not an eye person.
You're not an eye person.
Not an eye person. I'm more in the foot department, as we talked about, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Feet not by choice.
By profession.
By profession.
All right. And that's it.
Well, good. I learned a lot this episode. Yeah. This was great. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah,
and
you're
researching.
Welcome. Yeah.
If you, listener, love this and you're like, where do I get more eye stuff? Reach out to us at weirdsoffeather@gmail.com. We don't have much more stuff, but we most certainly can provide you with other resources like our good friend Priscilla.
Yes.
And that podcast that you're talking about, Lost Keys.
Black Girl Lost Keys.
Yes.
It's a blog. Yes.
And
so go check out her blog post.
Yeah, and other things. Or if you also have this and you just, you know, want to get in touch with other people who also have this and start a, like, some sort of support group, you can contact Priscilla. She just posted something on our Facebook group, which is lovely. Or you can DM us at Weirds of a Feather, all sorts of things.
I think they have, like, you know, it's not an official test. It's obviously not a diagnosis, but I think they have, like, an online assessment of, like, if you have this or not. I didn't include it. I should have. But I wasn't sure, like, how legitimate it was. But I've heard that, like, one way to kind of start to get an idea of if your eyes are misaligned is you put your thumb out straight in front of you and you close one eye and then close the other eye. And if your thumb is like shifting around a bunch, depending on which eye is open.
How much is a bunch?
I don't know.
It's going to shift around. It's going to shift around a little bit.
Yeah. But if it's moving, I think if it's moving like height.
Oh, height.
Yeah.
No, it shouldn't move height.
Yeah. Mine does. Mine goes like diagonal. It's like.
What?
Yeah. It's like when I
straighten your head, you can wink with both eyes.
What do you mean? Yeah. Like I can close one eye at a time.
I can only. Yeah.
What? You can't.
No, I can only close one eye.
What?
And I can't do my right eye.
What?
Yeah.
You can't close one.
That's like a special skill, blinking with both eyes. No. Winking
with
each eye. Yeah. No, not a lot of people can do that.
Yes, they fucking can.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
Some people can't even wink with one eye.
1,000%.
No.
You can't close.
I can close my right eye, but my left eye is coming with it.
What?
I can.
Like putting your pinky and your ring finger down?
Oh, I can do that.
Can you put your pinky down without putting your ring finger down?
Like this?
Yeah, I can't. They're connected.
What?
Yeah.
No, they're not connected.
Yes,
they are.
Look.
Two separate.
I can't put my pinky down
Look
without putting my ring
okay,
finger down.
Okay, so, okay. Don't make fun of me for not being able to close my right eye.
I thought that was normal.
No.
You're saying no, but like maybe it is.
Well, we all have our special traits.
I guess
I'm just saying, I was telling you that you're special because not a lot of people can do that.
I don't believe you that you can't just close your right eye without your left one.
If you can wink with both eyes independently, please.
I don't believe you.
I'm taking a poll. If you can wink with just one eye,
I think you're the weird one.
Or you can't wink. Some people can't wink.
Like if your eye doctor says close one eye, you're like, I can't.
That's why they give you the spoon.
Oh my God. Am I a special girl?
You're a special girl. You've got the most amazing feet.
Thank you.
And you've got great winking abilities.
I do. Wow, yes. What a strength.
That's why they give you the spoon, because not everybody can wink.
Oh my God. Nevertheless, she persisted. So I got these fucked up eyes that are misaligned, but at least
great
I can
eye
wink.
Muscles.
Wow. All right. This is going to be a question I'm going to be asking everyone now.
Yeah.
Can you close one eye at a time?
I'm making it a poll question. Can you wink each eye independently?
I suspect
that. Can you only do one eye? Can you do both eyes?
I think you're the freak here.
I don't think I'm a freak in this one aspect.
Are you a freak or am I special?
I think you're special. And that's what I was trying
special
to tell you.
Okay.
That's a hard thing to do.
All right. Well, I thought it was normal. I thought everyone could do that.
Well, that's why we're here doing
Whoa,
this podcast.
That's crazy, man. So, yeah, because that's what people say is to do that test where you're opening one eye.
So I can close this eye. So your thumb's
moving.
So
you just don't have the option to close?
Well, I can most certainly try, but.
So they're connected?
Just like your
Like the
ring,
fingers make sense, though, that there's like tendons that are connecting the pinky finger and the ring finger. It makes sense that those tendons would like work together.
It's like
I guess.
Trying to do that Star Trek thing. That's how I feel. You know, where they like.
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, it's like you're this thing, you know, where it's the spot.
Yeah, I can't do that because I can't move
that's
them together.
That's how I feel trying to wink my right eye.
I can only do it with my left hand and not my right hand.
I can't do it with either hand. Yeah,
Whoa.
That's how I feel. I can't wink with my right eye,
All right.
but just my left.
I want to know in the poll questions, can you wink just one eye at a time on both sides? And can you put your ring finger down without your pinky? Or can you put your pinky down without your ring finger coming along with it?
And can you do the Spock?
Yes. So three-parter there. Lots of questions.
Lots of questions.
All right.
Wow. Okay, we'll see.
Wow. That was really a revelation at the end of this episode.
Really?
All right, well, do the thumb thing and you cover, I guess, physically, manually cover one eye. And if it's like shifting around.
Up and down, not side to side. It should shift around side to side because
that's you're coming at different angles.
You're coming in at different angles with your different eyes.
But if it's like moving like diagonally, you know?
Or up and down.
Yes.
It really shouldn't.
Yeah.
That's
mine moves like a little diagonally.
Too bad we didn't have a video recording of us trying to do this.
Yeah, this would really be quite the episode.
No, mine's not. Mine's just staying in place.
Oh. All right. Well. Lots of things to consider.
Okay.
All right. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. Really solid ending there.
Yeah.
While we
wish
did that
you,
for
wish
a few
you
minutes.
Wish you could see us doing all the things.
If only. But you got the audio medium and that's enough. So like Kristen said, you can contact us in all the places. Send us an email at weirdsofeather@gmail.com. Go check out Priscilla's post on Facebook if you have anything to add or you want to ask her questions or whatever. We're offering her up as a resource. You're welcome, Priscilla. Find us on Instagram. Find us
on Facebook.
In the ether. Yeah.
Almost on TikTok, but not really.
Not really. I bet we'll get there right before they shut TikTok down.
Oh, yeah.
Like the day before. We'll finally get on there.
Is it worth it? They're really shutting TikTok down, right?
I don't know.
Didn't it pass?
Yeah, but
and also, you know what bothers me? Is this the thing we want to focus on?
It's almost it's for propaganda reasons.
Oh my God, Grace.
It's almost like they don't want us to be spreading information about
it's
Palestine
like,
and the government.
Yes. And it's like they want to divert attention from all the other issues that they have.
The world is on fire. Let us have our TikTok. All right. You can rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcast, Spotify Podcast, 5 stars only. We are accepting 5 stars only at this time.
Yeah, I just checked. It's 5 stars only.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, numbers don't lie. So the big men upstairs are telling us sorry
counters.
At this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5 stars only. That's all we accept. All right. That's the end of that. And shall we do that bod?
I want your bod.
Nice bod.
I got a great bod. For
you
guys today, the capuchin bird. Have you heard of this guy?
I don't think I have.
There's like a capuchin monkey, and I'm probably saying
I've heard of the monkey. Yeah,
I've heard of the monkey. It sounds familiar. Well, there's a bird too.
All right.
And this is a bird that lives in like the northeast Amazon rainforest. So think like Colombia, Venezuela. Ooh. All that niceness. It's a bird with like burnt orange plumage with like a black tail and a small bald blue head.
Oh.
Yeah. It's cute. A funny looking fella. It eats fruit found in the canopy of the rainforest, and they're known for their call because it's odd. And most people describe it as either sounding like a chainsaw or a cow mooing. And I don't think it sounds like either. But let's take a listen.
All right, let's hear it. All right.
It's like a growl first, though. Yeah. It's like a...
making that sound.
That is a bird.
I don't know about chainsaw or cow.
Yeah,
it sounds like they're once again like dropping something.
Yeah, it's like rustling through the leaves. Yeah. And it's like
yeah, it sounds like how a cartoon would make something falling sound, you know?
Almost, yeah. Like a cat, but also something falling.
Yeah, that was one crazy bird. All right, well,
that's
it.
That's it.